Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. These are available 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and they're about 5 minutes long. So your investment of time is pretty small, but your return on this investment is significant. I get to hear from many of you who write back or text back or send me something on Twitter or Facebook, but I want to encourage you to share these. And you can do so by there's a button right below where you saw this on the Sugar Hill Church app or online where you can share with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or just copy a link and put it inside of your social media. I encourage you to do that. And today we want to talk about you don't have to hide. Pretty interesting, isn't it? You don't have to hide. In John chapter 20 and verse 19, the scriptures say, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Now, if you've been around Sugar Hill Church very long, or if you've listened to these podcasts very long, you realize that I'm a big believer that we can have peace, that our life doesn't have to be filled with the drama and the lack of peace. And when we don't have peace, I believe we prove over and over and again that we ruin relationships and we make bad choices. So in this story, the women, Peter and John, found Jesus' tomb empty. They run back through this dusty Jerusalem street to where the other disciples are waiting in fear that what has happened to the Savior is going to happen to them. So they run in and they say, "It's empty. Really? He's not here." But instead of rejoicing, the disciples become overwhelmed. Scripture says they locked themselves away in fear. They were hiding from what could be a difficult day for them. I mean, maybe they were afraid of the Romans, that they might have thought that they stole the body or felt guilty for deserting the Lord. But suddenly, Jesus, who was once dead, now stands in their midst. I mean, their gasps must have sucked the air right out of the room thinking, how did this happen? You see, people who are burdened, people who are weighed down with anxiety and fear, oftentimes are burdened with guilt as well. Guilt that is often brings out this fear because we don't want to encounter Jesus while we're guilty. Can't you see how that could happen? I mean, they cower, expecting Jesus to examine them with some holy magnifying glass, and how could they ever be good enough? And the answer is, we can't. I mean, the same can be true after you've accepted Christ as your Savior. I mean, have you struggled with feeling unworthy to be used by Jesus? Maybe you felt inadequately equipped to do His will, and many folks in the Bible felt that way. Moses did, Jonah did, Peter did. We could go on and on and on. You see, unconfessed, uncleaned up sin, if you will, may have you cowering in a corner feeling unworthy to be in the presence of Jesus. That's your old nature whispering into your heart, not God. Jesus wants to be with you. That's why He died. That's why He rose again. He came so that He could be with you. Read the second half of John 20, verse 19 again. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Now think about that. Of all the things that He could have offered, He said, "I'm bringing you peace." Can you imagine how this is important in the kingdom of God? He wants to bring me and you peace each day, every moment. Wherever you are, Jesus is always there to meet you. You see, through His love for you, Jesus offers you peace, not fear and forgiveness, not condemnation. We can rejoice. Your Lord is offering forgiveness and the peace that comes right after that. Your Lord is present. Think about that. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Wherever you're at, there He is. And through His love for you, He offers you peace, not fear. He offers you forgiveness, not condemnation. You ought to rejoice. The Lord is present with you. You can do this. Let this be your prayer as you head down the road or as you stop for your biscuit or coffee or as you're walking on the treadmill this morning. Dear God, please forgive us when we try to shut you out of our lives. Instead, let us return to you to receive your mercy and your grace today, and then equip us to go forward and to seek out other fearful souls to tell them how you met us where we are, and we will then do the same for them. My friend, listen, share this. You can do this. Walk with the Lord today without fear, because forgiveness and peace is yours. All you have to do has asked for it. Hey, don't forget to share all of these throughout the week on your social media. And if you haven't already subscribed to my 4 for Friday, you can receive a very simple email in your inbox every Friday that has suggestions and of some things that really might help you. I pick 4 or 5 items every week and send you, sometimes they're great reads or great listens or great learnings or quotes or gadgets, but I want to encourage you to jump on board and subscribe to that and get it every Friday. You can do that on the app or at sugarhill.church. Take care now. Bye.